pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thank you so much for listening on this Friday morning. We do appreciate it. 251-343-0106. If you would like to weigh in on anything we are discussing this morning, lots going on in Afghanistan and for whatever reason, the tangent of vaccines and whether or not they are valid form of taking on COVID. But always happy to hear from you. We do appreciate the feedback, regardless of how snarky I may get to some of your responses. Joining us now on the line, and very pleased to have on my next guest. He represents the folks in the 2nd Congressional District of Alabama. That's Montgomery and to the southeast there, all the way to Florida. Congressman Barry Moore on the line with us. Congressman, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. How are you doing, sir? We're doing fine, all things considered. I tell you, it's been a long few days for us. Long few days.
I think that's a good way to put it, all things considered, given what's going on. Now, you've had some harsh words for President Biden. There's a lot of and there's a lot of reason for that, a lot of justification for that. But kind of give us your assessment about where we're at right now with regards to Afghanistan.
Well, my understanding is they're saying now approximately still 1,500 Americans are there. And I think the last count I had last night was 13 Americans dead. That's soldiers and Marines and corpsmen, and then 60 Afghanis injured, and or dead, I should say, and I don't know, over 100 injured at this point. But it just, to me, I think we all saw the failure of leadership coming. I realized when they started the process, the evacuation of Afghanistan, it was totally done backwards. It was totally backwards. You don't pull your soldiers out first and leave your citizens behind. And, you know, we thought just maybe it won't get any worse, but now with the explosion yesterday and having to trust Taliban with our allies' names and American Christians' names and people that we're trying to get out, it seems to go from bad to worse. And, you know, it's troubling times for our nation, and we have a president who cannot and is not capable of leading this process and needs to be removed.
So is it just enough right now? You don't have the numbers in Congress. You just trying to get that momentum going, or you trying to put it out there, state the obvious? How do you proceed from here?
The things we are hearing, and based on meetings and all of it, even some of the Democrats realize that the Biden administration is disastrous for future, just their political careers, but the future of the United States and our national security interests. And so I joined Rep. Claudia Tenney last night in a letter asking Nancy Pelosi to begin impeachment. We want to get her on record. I mean, she was so quick to impeach Trump on every little thing. I mean, it was a phone call to Ukraine or supposedly starting a riot. And here we have a president who has incompetently stranded American citizens, cost American lives. And we don't know now. We may have the largest hostage situation in our nation's history with the 1,500 that are there now. And they're being told not to get towards the airport, my understanding right now, because it's not safe. So we have a mess, and he seems to be holding his August 31st deadline. So we're going to push Pelosi, I think the Republican leadership, and certainly members of the House Freedom Caucus. We're beginning to put pressure, not only just on Biden, but we need to see the impeachment of Secretary Blinken. I think the SecDef, Lloyd Austin, needs to be held accountable, and General Milley. I think that, you know, and depending on who you talk to, Jim, General Milley says that he was forced to draw down to 600 soldiers, Marines, so that's why they let Bagram go, and they turned loose all the people there on the prison, let that airport collapse, and then pulled back to Kabul to try to get everybody out, which we all know that how disastrous that is. There are so many missteps in this process that I think that, the winds of change and the American people waking up. And I think many of us saw this, but I think now even some of Biden's supporters are starting to realize that the media was complicit in hiding this man in the basement, allowing him to be elected president of the United States, and he is not capable of doing the job. And he is going to cause far more damage on the national stage and our national security issues than anybody ever dreamed could happen in such a short period of time.
Congressman, do you think it's as simple as this, that with the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks on the horizon, that Biden wanted to have the photo op or the claim to say that we had withdrawn our forces from Afghanistan, by that date, by that 20th anniversary date, that it was all optics and all symbolism, and that's what led to these poor decisions?
You know, in some ways, maybe, Jeff, but I mean, how do you reconcile that with the southern border crisis, where we have now there over a million people across the southern border, some which we know are insurgents and are dangerous people that are coming across our southern border? I don't know if, I mean, the optics of one may look great, but the optics of the other are horrible. And like I said, we have allowed basically the Taliban to now control the intel and project the U.S. citizens in that part of the world, and we're allowing them to come across our southern border, whether they're from Syria or whatever other country. We're not vetting those people either, and this is going to come home to us. This is not going to stay in the airport in Kabul. It's going to come home to us if we don't secure the southern border. And at some point, the American people, I think, are starting to wake up. But I don't know if it was optics. Maybe these generals wanted another star. Who knows? But I'm reminded of Milley in the hearing a few weeks ago when he said he wanted to understand white rage. What they need to understand is red, white, and blue rage. The American people are sick of this political correctness, and they're putting our national security in jeopardy, Americans in harm's way, and costing American lives. And it is troubling for the future of our country. It's time that these people be held accountable.
And that may be, I mean, how much of a part of that, that it's not just the decision making, but the ineptness of the commanders in the military that have decided to make the wokeification or diversity training or all these kind of left wing agenda items the priority of our military, that distracted from the overall mission, and that led to what had happened in Afghanistan.
Yeah, I mean, we knew that this drawdown was coming, right? I mean, we didn't know the exact dates, but months ago when they were sitting there testifying, talking about wanting to understand white rage and, you know, trying to be politically correct in the military, that the fighting force does not need to be a political experiment. It needs to be a killing machine that defends this country and protects American citizens. That's what we as taxpayers fund the Defense Department for. That's the whole purpose of us sending our money there, is so they can protect us. And to see it be turned into some sort of social experiment that now has jeopardized us. And to the extent, we don't know yet just how dangerous it's going to get. Like I said, between the southern border, what's going on in Afghanistan, Russia and China just sitting back, kind of wringing their hands and watching this thing unfold. It's troubling for the future of our country. And, the wokeification, it's like Donald Trump said a few weeks ago, everything that woke turns to you-know-what. And it has done it in front of our very eyes.
Joined by Congressman Barry Moore here on the program, represents the 2nd Congressional District. And you mentioned, tell me this, if you do get the impeachment, or if you do get Joe Biden to leave office, the alternative there, or Kamala Harris, is there any reason to think that would be an improvement from the status quo?
You know, I don't know. Maybe we're going from bad to worse, but the incompetence that I saw last night in that press conference, and the arrogance almost, in a sense that the man had to read instructions to find out who the next person was that he needed to call on. Regardless, I think that Kamala has to do better than that. Granted, she may be way left of him. I don't know if that's possible, but she can't be any more incompetent. And with the things going like they are, we felt like we'd get the majority in the midterms. The Republican Party, we cannot take a knee. Midterm, we're going to get the majority. There's no doubt we just need to flip 3 seats. We better get control of this country and start cleaning this deep state, the swamp that Trump called it. We better start cleaning the thing out. I'm concerned about some of the higher ranking members, and especially the Department of State right now and the Defense Department. Some of these guys are playing politics for the future of our country. That is no time and place to be doing
it. Congressman, what do you think the right, you know, given, you know, we can always go back and litigate the decisions of the current administration, but is sitting here today, what do they need to do to try to right this course? Is it more troops, a bigger presence, or is this a salvageable situation?
It's salvageable with the willpower and I think the leadership needed. And what you do is those big planes that are going in to bring people out, you take armor in when you go in, and you go in and you find out where these people are, these American citizens and our allies, and you go get them out. You do not leave people behind. You don't leave our allies behind, and you certainly don't leave American citizens behind. And if somebody gets in your way, you wipe them out. Plain and simple, you do not play. That's how Trump had to do it. That's how it has. The only thing these people understand is life and limb being risked if they get in our way, because these are our citizens and we're going to bring them home. And those big jets, those C-17s, whatever, landing over there, they need to be bringing armored vehicles and military. We need to go in there and give those men the support they need. You can't draw down to a minimum force and then expect them to try to hold the line and then have everybody kind of panic mode last minute. Oh, we're going to be out on the 31st regardless of what happens. You cannot. They need to realize that we've made a mistake, a tremendous mistake. We need to correct it, correct the course of action, take responsibility, and fix the problem. We have the people. The American military has the capability to do what needs to be done. Somebody needs to let them off the leash and let them do the job.
Why do you think is so the significance of the August 31st deadline? And I don't think there's been quite a compelling case other than in Biden's press conference yesterday. Well, it's what my military experts are telling me. But I guess that is good enough for him and good enough for the media. But I don't understand why they are so wedded to that drop dead date.
Well, he said his military experts said we needed to walk away from Bagram, but then you hear from the other side, well, he only was going to give them 600 soldiers to hold. He's trying to place blame. He needs to give these leaders the capability to do the job they can do. And the deadline is the day last American citizens are out. That's your deadline. When you get everybody out and our allies out, then you can say we're leaving now. Until then, don't harm a hair on the head of anybody. I'm curious to see how many Taliban were killed in the explosion yesterday. Did they know that ISIS was coming in? And were there were suicide bombers in the crowd? Did they pull their people back and allow to happen what happened? Once we know that answer, we'll know truly, which I don't trust the Taliban as far as we can throw them. But for sure, if we start seeing things like that, we know. And these fighters, these militia type jihadists, they move from one group to the other. So it's really difficult to me to imagine that we're handing over the list of people that are trusted allies of America to our own enemies. And you don't leave them behind. Jeff, the way you fix it is you correct course, you own up to your mistakes, you go in there and you put your foot down and you take the American people out and you get them out alive and you get our allies out.
Hey, could you imagine, and I think they were very careful to say they don't trust the Taliban, but that they were guided perhaps, that they put the faith in the Taliban because we share a mutual interest. I personally, I find that a little troubling, but the way they describe it, like that we are kind of relying, there is a reliance upon an entity that we have been fighting for 20 years, that is kind of guiding American foreign policy with regards to Afghanistan.
Yeah, and the checkpoints. I mean, think about that. We have the Taliban now checking off on people who get to come to our country. Do you really think that's going to be good for future national security issues? I mean, thousands of them coming on planes, and we still have 1,500 Americans left behind, and we're just shipping them over here by the thousands. And we're letting the Taliban let them through the checkpoints and get on our planes and fly them over here. I'm like you. I have a hard time, Jeff, understanding how we can trust these people. There's a thing called Taqiyya in the law of Islam that allows them to lie to further their cause. We have to be careful who we trust in this process. And at the end of the day, we can trust the American citizens and the American people. Unfortunately, the leadership right now seems to be rather incompetent. But I still think we have leadership in place in the military to do the job that needs to be done. We just need to let our guys off the leash, go in and get the American citizens and protect our allies. The world is watching how we respond. We cannot respond in weakness in this process. We have to show a united front and strength, get our people back, get our allies back. And I think it's very, very important to the future security of our country.
And that may be something I don't think a lot of people are thinking about because we're really engaged on, you know, the day by day, what's going on here right now. But just as far as American prestige, American stature, and what that means for, you know, even our economy and things like that, that the fumbling of Afghanistan, it could have wide ranging domestic consequences as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's a matter of, do we really believe that we have the capability and the confidence and leadership to do what needs to be done? And Russia sees it. China sees it. I mean, the people on the world stage, Iran, they're watching what we're doing. We need to make it known that we will not tolerate this kind of killing of American soldiers and civilians. And it's just something we have to do, Jeff. And I think down the road, this plays out bad for us if we don't take leadership. I mean, you saw how Trump, he hit Syria with the 59 missiles. He dropped the Moab. I mean, when you mess around, he took out Soleimani. These people that when you mess around and you send them a signal, they get it. And we haven't lost an American alive in a long time, 18 months in Afghanistan. And yesterday we lost 13 that we know of. And I think it only gets worse if we don't send reinforcements in there and have a show of force pretty quickly. This thing's only going to get worse for us.
Carson, we've got to leave it there. We're out of time, but you've been very kind to come on, and thanks for making time for our audience this morning.
Thank you, Jeff. Y'all have a great weekend. Keep our nation and our soldiers in your prayers.
Carson Barry Moore, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get a break here. We will be right back. This is the Jeff Poore Show at FM Talk 106.5.